if you only
I don't have to be the only
redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake out these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Cause I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed.
I need your mercy. I want you to grab you some anointing oil. Uh-oh, Bro Joe is not here. Bro Joe, Jose, could you ask Bro Joe to kind of like, I know he fixed us some tea this morning, but ask him to kind of hurry up because I'm going to do some deliverance. Remember about, I think it was 2 months ago maybe, I told you that this I told you this big black horrible consuming thing unfolded the ceiling back. And okay, good. And I never told you like what it was because I didn't know. But I knew that, I knew that if I waited on God, oh my goodness, that he would tell me. And so this morning, God, he had me lay down. Because he knew he was going to wake me up about 2 and give me this thing here. Now, I'm not going to even attempt to go through this whole thing. Did you tell him? Okay. It is actually, I don't know how I'm going to avoid, well, it's actually 212 pages. See, this is the way God used to do me back in the day. He would give me these books, really. That's kind of like what this is. It's 212 pages. And I got up and I started typing. And I had a few people on my mind. Not specific people, but I was thinking about a few people. Well, yesterday, and most of you know, I love to shop. I love to shop at thrift stores. I love to go in thrift stores. And I like the way they smell. I just like them. But whenever God tells me to go to what is now one of my favorite thrift stores here, and along with Habitat for Humanity. But this thrift store, it's a Christian, and it supports a, thank you, Brother Joe, it supports a men's home, and it supports, it feeds people every, do they feed them every day, Brother Joe? Every day, except Sundays, they feed people. And we have actually taken food over there, but I'm getting ready to step it back up. And God told me, say, go, because see, sometimes I don't leave out of this sanctuary or this church for months, weeks at a time, because I don't have nothing else to go out for. So whenever God tells me to go over there, he has something for me over there. And what it is one of my tables in the fellowship. I have to make more room over there, because when the fire marshal came, he told us what we had to do, everything we had to do. And one of the things was you have to have clear walkways. So, and I was going to stop by Walmart and get a picture frame for this little picture that I want to do a black and white I want to do a black and white etching and develop it into a logo. So all these things I've been kind of like waiting for God and putting them off. Well, when we got to the thrift store, the ministry, I didn't see what I was looking for, which was just a used smaller table. And God said, go look at the picture frames. Well, I went over to the picture frames. I guess by now you all know I love art, right? But I love Christian art. I used to, before I was saved, I used to like, I have a collection of black art that goes back to the 1700s. And I have a collection of a few old masters. I love the technique of the old masters, because the art is so rich. And I really like that. So I went over and I asked, it was me, Brother Joe, and Jose. So I was looking at the frames, and God said, go over and look at all the frames. So Brother Joe said, it's some more frames over here. I said, okay. So I picked out a couple, and I said, Brother Joe, I say, go get a cart. Now in this particular, if any of you like really antiques, this thrift store have antiques from time to time. I mean, beautiful antiques. And it's a church. It's a ministry. They ain't out to get rich on this stuff. They out to take care of people, feed people, and house people. So anyway, this lady, it's always a demon present. Whenever you go to do something, it's always a demon present to jam you up. So I'm looking at the frames, and the frames were like $1.99, $6.99. Then I look, and I see this big picture, and it's Joseph, Mary, and Jesus in this beautiful frame. And I'm looking further, And it said, Christ Church. And I realized that this church had given them all their old stuff. Had donated, I guess the church is going contemporary or modern or something. And I started looking at this art. And I said, wait a minute. I'm talking to myself. I said, this art looks familiar. And I realized that I had one piece of this art. And I had it up in the healing home. And I looked again. It was two pieces signed by the artist. I said, Brother Joe, go get a card. I said, Jose, you go get another card. And then I looked, there was another piece signed by the artist. I said, and then this lady came up and stood behind me. And I could feel the spirit in her. And she didn't say nothing. She just watched me. And I didn't care. She could stand there. And then she started trying to push, like get up by me and force me to move to the side. I stood right there. And she said, aren't you going to move? I said, aren't you going to wait till I finish? She looked at me like, where did this woman come from? I'm standing here. She's supposed to move. I said, let me tell you something, ma'am. When I get finished and when I get good and ready, I will move. I said, until then, you can stand behind me. You can stand on the side of me. You can stand there. But I'm going to just tell you one thing. Don't get in my face. She said, I'm sorry. I said, you ought to be. I said, you look like you should know Jesus. You know what she did? She ran. She got as far away from me as she could. You know why? She was a witch. But she, even with her witchcraft abilities, she knew I was on to something good. And she's going to come behind me and try to transfer on me and try to make me move over. Why am I sharing this with you? And after that, she went and stood at the end of the aisle, still watching me. And I knew then, let me tell you, after she did that, the rack started falling down. All the pictures started falling on Jose. I kept on looking through that art. You know why? It was one hidden other piece that was signed. It was signed. So when I got home, I immediately looked it up. One piece sells for $800. The other piece sells for $2,000. And the other piece sells for $13,000. Yesterday in the thrift store. And the devil tried to move me out. Brothers and sisters, this is what God is talking about when he talks about knowledge. And by the way, this is Christian art by a Christian artist. And I said, Lord, I said, what you want me to do with this art? He said, I want you to give it away. I said, you want me to give it away? He said, yeah, you could keep one piece, but I want you to give it away. I said, okay. You know why God could bless me with that? Because he know I don't covet nothing. And he knows that I know that I'm just steward over everything that belongs to him. But if I had allowed that witch to intimidate me, because that's what she was trying to do, she wasn't going to say nothing. The spirits in her were trying to intimidate me. And if I had kept there, if I had stood up there with my mouth shut like somebody stupid, and let her push me out the way, then what happened? She would have had the blessing that God had waiting for me when I got there. I'm trying to tell you, you better stop. You better stop allowing these witches to steal your blessing. And the other thing, like I was talking to Brother Joe and Jose, because wasn't nobody else around, but I really had to thank God for my great uncle. Now, my great uncle used to be a junk man. They say back in the day he used to have a horse and a cart or something. I don't know. But when I was born and I knew and I used to help my great uncle, he had a truck. And I was laughing in the car. It wasn't Sanford and Son. It was my uncle and Erica. And my mother told my uncle that she wasn't going to let him turn me into no junk girl. Look, the same way God spoke to me, told me where to go, what to do, and I got there, and he hit that art. And so we left out of there with about, we had about 10 or 12 frames. Some of the frames are worth a couple $100s. But the art itself was worth money, the originals. It doesn't pay you to be ignorant. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If I had known a little bit about art, which being with my uncle on the junk truck and him teaching me about art and fine art on the junk truck, that means I had enough knowledge to understand what I was looking at. I'm trying to tell somebody something. I hope you get it. And I was so happy. And that witch was mad. And I turned around and waved goodbye to her as I was going out the store. I wanted to offer her Jesus. But I brought up the name of Jesus and she flew. You see, some of you think that you got to have a million words. But my Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess at the name of Jesus. And so I went into today, early this morning, like 2:00, getting this message. And I titled the message, because it's a continuation from yesterday, I titled it Luke chapter 11, part 2. Luke chapter 11, part 2. But it ain't no way I'm going to get through no 213 pages. It just ain't no way. But this is the prayer I typed. That's the first thing I had. God gave me a prayer. Do I think I'm where I used to be? Nope, far surpassed it. Far surpassed it. But I know this is the first 200-page message that I've gotten from God in a long time. So I'm going to pray. I'm not boasting, by the way. I'm only boasting in Christ. And you see, there's something I'm going to do with art, and I know it. I know it. And this is the same way when I didn't know much about houses. I didn't know nothing about houses. Nothing. Zero. Except that, you know, we lived in one. My parents had one. And I've had a couple. But I didn't know nothing about it. And what God did, he put me with somebody that did. And then they dumped me. Because they were going to use me. But I had already learned what to do. Because I took notes. And I'm teachable. And I was able to buy, with no money, $3 million worth of real estate and sell it and give it away, $6 million. You see, brothers and sisters, I know the anointing that's upon my life. I know that. The point is, you got to know the anointing that's upon your life. And once you are aware of the anointing that's upon your life, then when the devil come along and send somebody who thinks they're going to steal something from you or bully you and intimidate you and take something from you, you can just stand there and watch them. Because you know why? What God gives you, no man can take it away. No man. Can't no devil steal it. It can only be transferred if you impute it to somebody else. Paul said, I came that I might impart some spiritual gift to you. Ain't that what Paul said? That I might impart. You can impart it. But can't nobody take nothing from you. Get that foolishness out your head. And you can't take nothing from nobody else. Especially if they're trying to give it to you. Anybody that's really preaching this gospel and teaching this gospel, they have an assignment to give you something or to impart something to you. This morning, I'm going to help somebody. But remember, I'm going to help myself too. If God gives it to me and it flows through me, it helps me too. See, that's what I learned a long time ago. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and by the power of your own Holy Spirit, I ask you, according to Ephesians 1, to release upon us a spirit of wisdom, a spirit of revelation, a spirit of knowledge and understanding. Lord Jesus, open our hearts to see the hope of our calling. Open our hearts to know the inheritance that we have in the saints of God, and to understand the depth of your power at work in our lives. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and open our eyes. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and shed light on the truth of your word as you prepare our hearts to receive it. Holy Spirit, lead us into an encounter with you that forever changes us and deepens our love for you, Lord Jesus. That's my prayer this morning, in Jesus' name. Amen. You know why I believe the Lord led me to that ark? Let me tell you why. Because the Lord wanted to instill a couple of things in me. And I was straight up with God yesterday. I didn't have to tell you all what I had been through yesterday. But I did because I want you to know the truth. I want you to be able to live in the truth. I don't want you to be living in this false, phony, fake world that is la, la, rah, rah, Jesus with no suffering, with no consequences, with no responsibility. That is a lie. And it will get you nothing, nothing. It will lead you straight to hell, and it will cause you to have to live in hell on earth. You don't need that. Nobody needs that. See? When people come to you and show you the truth, don't let the devil trick you. Somebody told me a bit earlier that they had this dream. And the dream was a demonic lying dream, straight from the devil. And then the person had to realize that they've been following these demonic lying dreams for a long time. And I said to them, what's the fruit? What's been the fruit of it? You've been following these lies and listening to these lies. What's the fruit? Where's the fruit? What is the fruit that they have brought in your life? And they said nothing. But then I thought about it. I said, oh, yeah, it's something. Stinking, rotten, molded fruit. That's what they brought. Death. Spoilage and ruin. Hear me this morning. Because right here on page 2, I wrote this. Before I even went into Luke 11, part 2, I wrote, the Lord confirming the word with signs following. Now, you got to understand, I'm writing this to myself. I said, I'm writing this to myself. Because I want to keep me right in the flow of the Holy Spirit. I want to keep me right in the middle of the change that's taking place right now. Everywhere you look, change is taking place. And it's not only taking place, you know, through these wars and all these other kind of, there is change taking place in the body of Christ. I told you the other day when I quoted, there's nothing new under the sun. To every time there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. You're in a changing of seasons. You're in a changing of time. Ever since Jesus came, time has changed. Ever since Jesus came, time has become apparent. But it's not the same. Rest in that. It's not the same. So I'm going to do this deliverance right now. You might want to get you a paper towel if you choose to. If you don't want it or don't desire it, don't feel you need it, then you can call back tomorrow. Doesn't make me any difference. I tell you this, ain't nobody going to stop it. Because God has ordained it. But that brought me back to that through that darkness I saw, which was really, really scary and frightening. I told you that too. You know what? I didn't exactly even know what God wanted me to do with regards to that. I did not. Okay, great. Brother Joe, I did not. So I tell you what I want you to anoint. The most important thing, your throat. Anoint your vocal cords. And anoint, hand me some oil and a paper towel. And I want you to anoint the very top of your head this morning. Now, if you were standing in front of me in a prayer line, or if you were here in person, I would take the oil. I'd actually pour it in your head. But since we can't do that, I want you to anoint the top of your head. Oh, this is great. Thank you. Be careful. I would put this. Oh, thank you, God. I took the paper towel. It was highly saturated with oil, and I just laid it on the top of my head. And then I want you to anoint your throat. I want you to anoint your nose. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You see, God, I got to get all these pages to get to the where I got to start from when I finish. I guess I'm going to give you, I got about, I don't know how many pages of, I printed out. Well, let's see. Post Deuteronomy 28:29 up here in the chat room. Deuteronomy 28:29. Deuteronomy 28:29. And thou shalt grope at noonday, as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. You got that? Joshua 24:7. And when they cried unto the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt, and you dwelt in the wilderness a long season. Second Samuel 22:10, he bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. Second Samuel 22:29, for thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. Job 3:5, let darkness and the shadow of death stain it. Let a cloud dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. So you see, as I was studying these, I noticed something. I noticed a lot. So Job 5:14, they meet with darkness in the daytime and grope in the noonday as in the night. But this is what I saw. All throughout these scriptures, it talks about the land of darkness and the shadow of death. In Job chapter 10, verse 22, a land of darkness, as darkness itself, and of the shadow of death, without any order, and where the light is as darkness. So then, it's a whole lot of scriptures. You're going to have to go through them for yourself. So I said, God, what are you trying to tell me here? He said, easy, simple. Haven't you read it? I said, yeah, but I'm seeing a lot here. Brothers and sisters, darkness is a power. It's a power. Principalities, powers. It's a power. Job 15:22, he believeth not that he shall return out of darkness, and he is waited for of the sword. Job 15:23, he wandereth abroad for bread, saying, where is it? He knoweth that the day of darkness is ready at his hand. Darkness is a power. Remember, that's why Satan adopted it, because, see, in the Bible, God says that the evening and the morning was the first day, and the evening and the morning was the second day, and the evening and the morning is a day with the Lord. Isn't that so? So the great deceiver and the great perverter changed it. Darkness is a power. And God does talk about gross darkness covering the earth. Darkness and gross darkness. God never revealed to me until this morning the power of darkness. So this morning, and you see, the Bible says that when you consume with darkness, you can't even see the light. And how are you going to be a city that is shed upon a hill with your light shining if you are engrossed and covered with darkness? This darkness has got to be removed, bound up, cast off and out. Then, like the children of Israel and Pharaoh, all on the same piece of property, but Pharaoh and his crew was consumed in darkness, and the children of Israel had light. The Bible says in John, so I can't go through all these 200 pages again. I'm tired. But I got it right here, 213 pages. I probably won't even get to it, but the first thing God told me to do this morning is to deal with the darkness. It's just like sin is a power. Sin is a power. Disobedience is a power that operates under sin and darkness. And so does rebellion. You see, in John, I'm not looking at this. I'm just, so you got to help me. It says that in 1 John, where it says, in the beginning was the Word, I think down around by 4, 5, or 6 or somewhere like that, it says, and the darkness comprehended not the light. The darkness cannot comprehend the light. So when you got somebody around you that's a sinner and unsaved and abiding in darkness, you can talk to them from now until Jesus comes, but they can't comprehend it because they don't have enough light for it to go in and shine on the inside of them and inflame their heart. John 1:5, thank you, Jessica. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. They can't. So this morning, I want you to get prepared to come out of the land of darkness, come out of the shadow of death. Remember Psalms? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God is going to comfort you. And he's going to bring you out of that darkness if you let him. He wants to come in with his marvelous light and destroy all the darkness in you. Now, my question is, are you ready to allow God to do that or not? Can I get some opinions up here on the chat room? Are you ready to come out of darkness? Are you going to allow God to bring you out of the shadow of death? Well, I'm ready too. In the name of Jesus, let's do it. Let's come out of the darkness this morning. And let's come out of the shadow of death into the life of Jesus Christ. Why? So that his glory can be made manifest and shine through you. Remember, the darkness comprehended not the light. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, you said in your word, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Thank you, God. I'm calling upon you now for my deliverance from the power of darkness. Any darkness, all darkness, Lord Jesus, I want that power to come down today. Any witchcraft, occult, devilish, Luciferian, or Beelzebub darkness. Any darkness, Luciferian, Satanic, Beelzebubic, Jezebelic, I renounce you. All witchcraft, occult, ritualistic, darkness, I renounce you. Jesus, you are my Lord and my only Lord. Deliver me from the power of darkness. Deliver me from the land of the shadow of death on earth. Lord Jesus, I need your light to shine through me. Father God, I need your glory made manifest through me. Darkness, power of darkness, I renounce you. Along with that, the sin of disobedience, I renounce you. The sin of rebelliousness connected to darkness, I renounce you. I bind you up in the name of Jesus by the authority and the power of God our Father and his own Holy Spirit. You're coming out of me right now. Renounce it and go. I renounce you. Go to the pit out of me until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Go! Cop that dust. Get out. Get out. Go! All darkness. Go! Come out the mind. Go! Come out the soul. Go! Loose that soul. Go! Loose that soul. Go! All darkness. Go! Loose that soul. Loose that soul. Go! All darkness. Any spirits picked up from the land of the shadow of death. Go! Go! Come out my lungs. Go! Come on. Come out my lungs. Go! Say, come out of my lungs. Go! Go! Come on. Get out of my lungs. Go! 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 Come out of my lungs. Go! Loose the lungs. Go! Come out of the kidney and the bladder. Go! Get out. Come out of the kidney and the bladder. Go! Get out. Go! All the way out the lungs. Go! All the way out the mind. Go! Go! Get out. Get out. Go! Take a breath. Take a breath. Go! Go! Take a breath. Go! Take a breath. Go! Come out the head. Loose the head. Loose the mind. Go! Go! Say, Lord Jesus, anywhere my head has been used to honor Satan, with or without my knowledge, by the blood of Jesus, I take my own head back. I take my own thoughts back. And I bind the thief and the killer. I bind all deception that came out of darkness. Go! Cough it out. Go! Cough it out. Out! Out of that body. All the way out. To the pit. To the pit. All transference of spirits from the land of the shadow of death through any and all occult practices. Go! Go! With or without my knowledge. Go! Get out. All the way out in the name of Jesus. Now lift your hands up to the Lord if you're still coughing. Go! Let me know. Oh, that's a good idea. Blow your nose. I break every band of darkness through the evil eye, or that would have come in through the eyes and the eye gate. Go! Get out. Get out of that body. Loose that body in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm going to clean this up, 200 pages. And I do have some new websites up. I'm still working on them, but one of them is how to cast out devils and demons. Yep, how to cast out devils and demons is up. And I got another one up. I can't remember the name of it. I have to let you know. I'm not quite through with them. I think I got about three up. See, brothers and sisters, all you have to do is wait on God and be patient. You work while you're waiting, but be patient. I terminate every assignment against the brain and the head from the power of darkness and the shadow of death. Go! Get out. Get out! Get out! Go! Go! Every spirit causes spiritual blindness because of the power of darkness and the shadow of death. Loose those eyes. Go. I want you to lay your hand on your stomach with the broad part of your hand over your navel. You ready? I command every spirit come out of the pit of the bowels. Go. Go. Come out the pit of the bowels. Go. Come out of the pit of the bowels. Go. Come out the stomach. Go. All the way out. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lift your hands up, please. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Fill us up, God. Refill every area that was emptied out by the power of your own Holy Spirit. Fill, fill that your glory could shine through. Fill so that your light could break through. Fill, God. Fill in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you. Feel, 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 feel. In the name of Jesus, I break the power and destroy your intent and effects. Spirit that was cast out, I bind you up. Along with revenge, retaliation, and lashback. You cannot take revenge, retaliate, or lashback on any person who took part of the deliverance, any family member or any generational family member. You will go to the pit and remain bound and sealed by the power of the Holy Ghost until the day of redemption of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, go! Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And Jesus is our Lord and our only Lord. Ha, 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 thank you, God. Thank you. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Thank you, God. Thank you. Now, Father God, wake our spirit up to the fact that the gateway is clear. Thank you, Father. Wake our spirit up. Okay, thank you. All slumbering spirits, go! Go! Go. Go. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Hey, praise God. I'll see y'all tomorrow. I'm going to decide I might put this 200-page thing on a PDF. I might not be able to go through this again. I've been on it all night long. But I didn't have to. Why? It is the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. That's why.
Oh,
Step out in faith. Step out in faith. Just step out in faith.
He'll make it all right.
from here in a few minutes, but the Lord stopped me. Whatever is the blessing that you need, don't go crazy. Make it something that God can do. He can do everything. Whatever the blessing you need from God right now, I want you, wherever you are, speak it out quickly. Quickly speak it out. Speak it out. Don't think it out. I said, speak it out. Whatever blessing, hurry up. Whatever blessing, speak it out. Did you speak it out? When you speak it out under an atmosphere like we under right now, God will manifest it. You do the speaking, God do the manifesting. Go ahead, speak it out. Now you make sure you write this down, because I want you to let me know the exact moment God brings it to pass. It's going to happen. You speak it out. Speak it out into the atmosphere right now. Speak it out. I'm talking about something you need. Impossible. Nobody can do it but God. And you need it done right away. Speak it out. Now watch God manifest it. Watch God manifest it for you. Now start thanking him for it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank him like it's already done. Thank him like it's already done. It is.
It's shouting time in heaven.
everyone lost is found. They shout, I'm in heaven. Salvation has been brought down. No wonder the angels rejoice to know my sins have been covered by the crimson robe. And now I'm feeling fine. I'm walking on the highway with my Lord. My name is written down in the courts of love. It's shouting, I'm in heaven. Oh yes, it's shouting time. No wonder the angels rejoice to know my sins have been covered by the crimson flow. And now I'm feeling fine. I'm walking on the highway with my Lord. My name is written down in the courts above. It's shouting time in heaven. Oh yes, it's shouting time. It's shouting time in heaven. Oh yes, it's shouting time. It's shouting time in heaven, cause everyone's lost is found. It's shouting time in heaven, salvation has been brought down. No wonder the angels rejoice to know my sins have been covered by the crimson flow. And now I'm feeling fine. I'm walking on the highway with my Lord. My name is written down in the courts above. It's shouting time in heaven. Oh yes, it's shouting time. No wonder the angels rejoice to know my sins have been covered by the crimson flow. And now I'm feeling fine. I'm walking on the highway with my Lord. My name's written down in the courts above. It's shouting time in heaven. Oh yes, it's shouting time. It's shouting time in heaven. Oh yes, it's shouting time.